Yesterday, you heard about Creative Sonoma's newly released plan to bolster arts education. In part two of this story, KRCB's Adia White explains just how far Sonoma County lags behind our neighbors and what educators are doing about it.
According to the Sonoma County Office of Education, just under 40% of secondary students in the county participated in arts-oriented classes between 2016 and 2017. That leaves us behind the neighboring counties of Marin and Napa, where more than half of students are enrolled in the arts. Local educators think this is a big problem. That's why the County Office of Education, in partnership with nonprofit Creative Sonoma, released a plan to make implementing arts programs easier for school administrators. Here's Karen McGahey, an education consultant, speaking at a breakfast launch for the new plan in early December.
There's a strong motivation in schools and districts to provide STEM programs, maker labs, and we need to make sure that these are included in a comprehensive arts education program and they don't overtake it.
The arts education plan outlines four goals: training educators, developing leadership, strengthening communication in the community, and securing money to expand access for low-income students. The plan also includes a hefty section of research commissioned by the County Office of Education and Creative Sonoma, aimed at convincing school administrators to seek funding for the arts.
We know that students who participate in arts education have higher attendance rates and lower dropout rates. And we really noticed this in our English language learners and our low socioeconomic students.
But despite what their research shows, it was hearing from Sonoma County students that was most convincing to the audience. Zoya Ahmed, a junior at Maria Carrillo High School, won first place in a statewide poetry competition. Ahmed plans to become a doctor and said that English, which is her third language, was never her strongest subject. Her poetry class helped her to recognize her talents. Here she is introducing her award-winning poem, A Concerto of Spice.
Having a background of being a South Asian, I could argue that family and our history is rooted in food. It's essentially what makes us us. It's the aroma of chai when I first entered the house. And while people can say that their family is with names and pedigrees, I can say that no, it's my mom's like recipe of biryani that makes up my family.
Ahmed concluded the event with a full reading of her poem. Here's an excerpt.
The subtle hint of spice, a symphony in the air, a crescendo of turmeric against mustard, sharp notes, a melodious harmony of cardamom and cinnamon wafting, a waltz. The passion and tang of citrus as fluid as a ballad's flute. Ginger as strong as a strum of a bass. The crisp presence of mint, like the presence of my mother, the conductor of the ensemble.
Her poem was met with a standing ovation. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Creative Sonoma is a supporter of Northern California Public Media. You can read Zoya Ahmed's poem at norcalpublicmedia.org.